This is KUT. It's been nearly 4 weeks since Hurricane Harvey first made landfall in Texas, and with recovery efforts in full swing, communities along the coast are generating piles and piles of debris. As KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, those trash mounds may not be picked up anytime soon.
Harvey was a big storm, but if it is judged by the amount of trash...
This is by far the largest disaster we've seen.
That's Kurt Thormalen.
I was talking to one of our subcontractors. He's been in the business since 1972. And he's never seen anything like this.
Thormalen is general manager of DRC Emergency Services. They're a Galveston-based company that contracts with local governments ahead of disasters to help with cleanup. Thormalen says they handle disasters nationwide, including cleanup from Irma. And the amount of garbage in Texas is on another level.
Just to put it in perspective, last year we responded to the Louisiana floods and removed about 3 million cubic yards throughout all of Louisiana. We're anticipating that there's that much just within the city of Houston. So we're thinking around 6 million cubic yards in just city of Houston and Harris County.
And that's not including what's anticipated from the coastal communities of Port Aransas, Aransas Pass, Rockport, Beaumont, and others. Governor Greg Abbott suggested last week that the statewide total could be as high as 200 million cubic yards of stuff that now needs to be removed from communities. And just what is a cubic yard? Visualize a conventional refrigerator, fridge below and freezer up top. Now visualize 200 million of those being stuffed into local landfills. And the trash won't get there immediately. Some of the piles are taken to temporary debris management sites, or DMS.
It helps us get the debris off the right-of-way faster. So at the same time we're hauling to a DMS, we're also hauling directly to a landfill.
But not fast enough for all. In Houston, after dealing with massive flooding and property loss, some are growing impatient with the pace of garbage removal. So is Governor Abbott, who said last week, quote, "It is going fast, but candidly, not fast enough." But Thormalen says they're going as hard as they can. His company has more than 300 trucks out on the state's roads hauling debris. And that's just one part of the trash removal process after big storms. That includes other trash companies, as well as city and county services.
It's a pretty slow process, but we're rocking and rolling. You know, seven days a week from sunup to sundown. You should see quite a bit of it being removed very quickly.
He says most debris piles, at least those in front of homes and businesses, should be gone in about 2 to 3 weeks. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.